Missouri students are calling for the implementation of a policy to make the state capitol building entirely smoke-free. More than 100 students from across the state gathered in Jefferson City yesterday for Capitol Day. It's an anti-tobacco advocacy event organized by the Tobacco-Free Missouri Youth Advisory Board. KBIA's Katie Heiler has this.
Some of Missouri's strongest anti-tobacco advocates just happen to be under 18 years old. Students from 16 high schools participated in an anti-tobacco advocacy and education event at the Capitol. The students delivered over 2,000 signatures of support, along with pinwheels to represent their desire for clean air, to House of Representatives Majority Leader John Deal. Currently, Jefferson City and most of the Capitol building are smoke-free, but legislators are allowed to continue smoking in their offices. Youth Advisory Board member Alex Higginbotham says the issue isn't about personal choice.
They absolutely have the right to smoke, and we're not telling anyone they don't. What we're telling them is asking them not to smoke around us, because we have the right to breathe clean air. So they can still smoke in their home, but we're asking them in public not to affect us.
The students were also there to speak to their representatives about House Bill 1345, which would put e-cigarettes in a category separate from traditional cigarettes, making them exempt from taxes and regulations associated with tobacco products. Youth Advisory Board member Kate Hansen says that the point of Capitol Day is to get teens comfortable with the idea of speaking out against tobacco use.
I think what our main goal as a Youth Advisory Board is really to empower youth to speak out in their communities and empower youth also to not use tobacco.
The Tobacco-Free Missouri Youth Advisory Board was formed as a result of last year's Capitol Day event. Members of the board were named Youth Advocates of the Year in 2013 by the national group Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. According to the CDC, Missouri has one of the highest adult smoking rates in the nation. Katie Heiler, KBIA News.